met up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Every Sunday, Monday and Tuesday night, there's one sound that gets me excited, and that is this. Oh. Survivor, it is back on our TV screens on Win this year, and tell you what, it's been a cracking season so far. It will be back again Sunday night, 7:30, but right now I want to talk to someone who got kicked out last night, very sadly. She's a literal survivor. She survived a tsunami, and now she's made her way onto TV. She joins me now. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you've got an incredible story. Can you tell us a little bit about what happened to you with the tsunami?
Oh, yeah, look, I was in Sri Lanka at the time with my then business partner. And, yeah, we went for a snorkel early morning on the beach. And, yeah, it came in on us. It was pretty horrific at the time. But, yeah, life goes on. And then you apply for a reality TV show called Survivor and it all gets put out there.
Yeah, it kind of comes full circle. Oh, that's horrible. Now, I was rooting for you because even though you're in the Champions tribe, you didn't have the kind of same celebrity status as a lot of the other champions. How was that going in?
Look, I had my peeps with me, my contenders, but then the tribe swap happened and I ended up on the Champions beach. So,
yes. Yeah,
it was, challenging at times, being stuck with the likes of Dave and Luke, who you know is a legend of the game. So, yeah, at the end of the day, you just do your best.
Just how tough was it being on that island? Because it looks very, very tough.
It's brutal. Yeah. It is not easy. But you know what? We're all in the same boat. We've all experiencing the wind and the hunger and the tiredness and the crabs crawling on you at night. So it's rough, but it's also awesome. I had the best time. I loved every second of it.
Does it get super, super cold? Because it looks like it's freezing.
Oh, it was. It was. And we were sort of saying, God, we're in Fiji. What is this weather? You know, where's the sun? After 18 days I was out there, I think saw the sun on two of those days.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, brutal.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, I've got a question I've always wondered about people who go on Survivor. Where do you go to the toilet?
I'm not supposed to say. There is an area sort of outside with a great view, I've got to say. It's had the prettiest view of anywhere I've ever gone to the toilet. So, yeah.
Well, there you go. That's all you need, you know.
Absolutely.
You don't need a proper working functional toilet.
Who needs it? Just a hole in the ground and mongoose running around and what more do you want?
Yeah, exactly. And you know how they always like zoom in on snakes and spiders and creepy crawlies and stuff? Do you see a lot of them when you're out there?
No.
Okay, that's good.
No, we did see a lot of crabs. The crabs are real, the little hermit crabs.
Yeah.
But yeah, the butterflies and stuff, we never saw any of those.
Oh, that's a shame. Butterflies I could take. Mind you, I'd be quite happy to not have to deal with the snakes and scorpions and whatnot.
Oh, absolutely. The best thing, though, that we saw, I've got to say, is at night, glowworms they were beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
Oh, that's awesome. All right. Well, well done on the show. 18 days is quite a good effort. So,
yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much for joining me this morning, Sarah.
Thank you very much.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie. Miss something or want to hear it again?
Get the catch up at hits.com.au or download the Hit app.